Okay, this is a Biorelativity. The day today is September 4th, 2019. Shalom. 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 Greetings, I'm Giuliano. We are the Acturians. Think about the turmoil and polarizations that are occurring in society. Think about the polarizations and turmoil that are occurring throughout the world in many different countries, including Brazil and Argentina and England, and, of course, the United States. Is it surprising that the Earth is responding with so much fury and disruption? In a sense, the Earth is influenced by the energy fields of each country and of the collective energy fields. This is due in part to this acceleration that has occurred starting with the central sun alignment in 2012. Because there have been periods, even in the 20th century, where there was great turmoil throughout the world, yet the Earth was not responding as she is today. Of course, we have a condition of accelerated climate change and accelerated destruction and accelerated pollutions and contamination that are unprecedented. In part, you can think of the Earth's response as an attempt at cleansing, but the destruction and the destructive forces of these cleansing energies create further upheavals that do not really solve the inherent and basic problem. And that is why we developed the techniques and interventions known as biorelativity, because we are seeking to influence the Earth, to influence the spirit of the Earth, to make more reasonable upheavals, or more reasonable storms, or more reasonable volcanic eruptions. Because, of course, we acknowledge the need for cleansing and purification. We acknowledge the need for sometimes having a volcanic eruption or an earthquake. But we also know that the same energy release can be accomplished in a more moderate way that will not cause as much destruction to humanity. Sometimes the Earth can be looked upon as a wild child that is expressing its fury. There needs at all times to be a deeper respect for the fury of the Earth, and also a deeper respect for honoring and cleansing and treating this planet with greater respect. And biorelativity is a global effort to bring forth a more accommodating and even-handed response. Remember, we do not choose to block the Earth's response, but rather we seek to moderate it so that there would be a minimal disruption and damage, the least amount of possible damage to the place where the purification and release needs to occur. Now we are seeing this Hurricane Doreen, which has caused a mass destruction in the Bahamas, and now it is going up the Florida coast and East Coast. And today, we wish to moderate that hurricane as it goes along this path. And let us again focus on moving the hurricane's center further away from the shoreline. The further out to sea it goes, the less likelihood there would be for destruction along the coast. Visualize now the standard radar, which shows the track of the hurricane, the Doreen. And maybe you have seen what is called the spaghetti lines, which are lines that show possible tracks in which the hurricane can flow. So one track, A, would be right along the coastline. And think for a moment that this hurricane is with a diameter of 45 miles. Any time the hurricane is 20 or 30 miles offshore, then only the outer edges would affect the coast. If it is 45 miles offshore, then there's even greater possibilities or lesser possibilities of damage. And in this spaghetti model, which is the lines, there is one model, one line that is going offshore. And in this one, it is approximately 45 miles. The center is 45 miles offshore. And this is, at this point, the best possible scenario. Visualize with me now the radar that is shown on television and see the line of that hurricane, the center of it moving as far right as possible to a position that would be considered 45 miles offshore. That is the center of this storm. And see it moving as it's going up the coast at a greater angle away from all shorelines. So it travels up the Florida coastline and continues a right veering turn. And see this like you are watching the television and watching the weatherman, and see that veering to the right of that storm. And let us go into meditation as we visualize to the highest ability that veering, so it's approximately 45 miles offshore. We will go into silence. You're doing very well in your visualizations. And now, let us send a message to the Mother Earth and to the energy fields of the United States. Yes, there is a collective energy field, just like there is an energy field of a planet, just like there is an energy field of a city. So there is a highly charged energy field of the United States. And we want to send two messages. One message of calming to Mother Earth. And the second message of calming the energy field in the United States. See the Ring of Ascension, which is a golden halo of fifth dimensional light that directly interacts with third dimensional light. And this is a golden energy field, just like a halo that you would see around an ascended master. A duplicate ring of harmonic light is now being produced and separated from the Ring of Ascension and now placed over the total United States, including Alaska and Hawaii, including the East Coast of Florida and all along the East Coast where the hurricane is. And this golden halo is placed over and around all coastlines. And it is emitting a golden energy field of calmness and higher spiritual light. Visualize that ring now around the United States and all in all aspects through all energy fields. We'll go into silence. This golden ring will help to raise the spiritual light quotient of this country and all of its leaders and bring a calming energy and also an awareness of the unity consciousness and an awareness of the need to work with all peoples equally on this planet. You are doing a great service in helping to provide the groundwork for emanating this higher biorelativity experience. And so it shall be. I am Giuliano.